So, why aren't you guys married? When are you guys having kids? I see you got a new car. How much did it cost you? Are you going to be buying a house? Haven't you been renting for a while? Hey everybody, it's Deanna Durrell, your intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And today we are going to answer your questions from the community. And today's blog is about nosy questions. So maybe it's a family gathering, maybe it's a first date with somebody that you don't know, or a nosy coworker. Nosy questions are going to get asked. People are curious, and here are some tips that you can use to deal with them when they come up. So first, it's really important to understand, why do people ask nosy questions? So the first, recognize that everybody is coming from their own reality. Many times when people ask a nosy question or inappropriate question, they're not even aware that what they're asking is inappropriate. If they tend to lead with their heart on their sleeve or be like an extreme oversharer, it may not be out of their reality to ask a super personal question like, hey, how much did your car cost? Or, that's interesting, you guys have been dating for years, why aren't you married? Like, they're just being themselves. So it's really important to not get defensive and not take it personally, although it can be hard. And the second thing to share is, have a strategy for how you're going to deal with it. If it's somebody that you know and you are probably going to see again at a family gathering, then you may not want to go for the super direct route of, you know what, I really don't want to answer that. It's really inappropriate that you ask me that. If it's somebody you don't care about, or maybe the date is going really, really sideways and you're never going to see them again, then a direct approach may be the best. If you don't want to be super direct, another thing you can do is use humor. So, how much did that car cost? Like, I don't know, maybe you got a Tesla or something crazy. Instead of answering it directly or getting defensive and saying, why are you asking me that? You could use humor and say, you know what? I left it. I actually won the lotto last weekend and I bought it. Like something just really funny and not answering the question, but also not making them feel weird for asking it is a good strategy. And then the third is to have a couple of catchphrases and find a bridge to another topic. So some of my favorites are, that's so interesting, you should ask me that, and then stop talking or change the topic. Another one is, that's so funny, I get asked that a lot. And then change the topic. And the finding a bridge to another topic comes with experience and practice. So maybe when somebody asks you, hey, like you guys have been together for a while, why don't you have kids? You say something like, our pet monkey is just super, super possessive. Do you have any pets? And you're deflecting and you're changing the subject, but you're also finding the humor in it. So let's go over those tips again. First big one is to just recognize that it's not personal, although it may feel like it, and give people the benefit of the doubt. Not everybody has, perfect boundaries, and what may feel completely inappropriate to you may be just another day in this person's world. But if it does get to a point where you need to say something, you can go the direct approach. Hey, I don't want to answer that. Or, I feel like that's inappropriate to ask, so I'm not going to say anything. Two is to use humor, find a way to just make light of the situation. And then three is try to find a bridge to another topic that you do have in common or just move on. I would love to hear from you. Have you ever dealt with a situation like this? Maybe you've been put on the spot and you said the perfect response. Share with us in the comments. And if you're new, I would love to just welcome you to the community and share some more free strategies on how you can trust and love yourself. Be sure to get on the newsletter so that you can download your free gift, The 7 Things That Are Blocking Your Heart's Desire. I will talk to you soon.